Yes, we're here at the Trustival nearing the end of the night, but I think everyone's had a fun time. We've got Jeff and Nadine from the organizing team here. And Jeff, can you just tell us a bit about the Trustival and why you got involved in organizing?
Yeah, well, Trustival basically just getting a few people together that use Twitter. A lot of people here from the internet industry, obviously, and a lot of people more so in the last few years that are just using Twitter. Get a few bands, cupcakes, magicians, different things on the night, try to have a good time.
Cool, you make it sound quite easy, but I know it's been a very busy night. Nadine, how did you get involved in organising all this?
Well, I've been to the past couple of festivals and had a good time, and last year I was involved in the Edinburgh Coffee Morning Beer Evening, so that was for charity as well. I guess I kind of know quite a lot of people within the sort of Twitter sphere in Edinburgh, so I'm always happy to just help out when I can, really. So it was fairly easy to slip into the day job and just have a good time whilst doing it.
All right, cool, thanks for that. And you've had, how many people have been here tonight? Quite a few.
I think we're looking at about 300 plus.
300? Wow. So, Sharon, just wanted to ask, why did you decide to come along tonight?
Well, I work for Realize Digital, who are sponsoring the night. So I came along to show my support and just enjoy the evening. So just to speak to other people in the industry and just to come along with my fellow colleagues and enjoy what's going on with comedians and the magicians and the music. So it was good.
Cool. And Lynn, Simon, why did you guys come along tonight?
I'm good friends with the band Ordinary All-Stars, so I came down to support them tonight. I'm also a big fan of coming to charity gigs. I love up-and-coming music and coming to see live gigs, so I thought that tonight was a really good chance to come and support both upcoming bands and St. Columbus Hospice, a really good charity.
Yeah, I agree. I work for Big Mouth, one of the sponsors as well. I've heard about Twestival for the last 2-3 years, but never actually come myself. But I work for Big Mouth, one of the sponsors as well, and it's a fantastic event, a great cause, and can't say I can support it any more than I have. It's great.
Cool. Now, you mentioned the charity. Can you let us know how much money's been raised tonight? Are final numbers in?
We're still adding up the totals, I think. We're looking to have beaten the last year, though.
It looked like at least a few thousand last time I checked the online meter. I'm sure there's been a lot more with purchases tonight. Just wanted to round up. What's everyone's highlight been so far?
For me, it's been, as always, the Ordinary All-Stars. You guys can catch them on Twitter at the Ordinary All-Stars.
Getting a drink when I finish selling the raffle tickets.
Good answer.
I think the quality of the bands on display are actually very, very good for a charity event, I've got to say. It's very good.
I like the magician. He was very nice.
Alright, and just to wrap up here, we've got Rachel, one of the other organizers. Rachel, can you fill us in on what the charity is and why you guys chose to work with them?
Well, this year's Twestival was all about being able to raise money for a local charity. So our charity this year has been St. Columbus Hospice. It's a charity that was chosen by Edinburgh when we tweeted out a couple of months ago, asking for people to select who they thought we should really go with. St. Columbus at the moment are in the process of a rebuild, so 100% of the money that we have made from Edtwestival tonight will go towards that rebuild project. It's a fantastic place. It's really touched so many people in Edinburgh, so everybody on the team was, you know, 100% behind it. We're looking forward to adding all the pennies together tonight and tweeting tomorrow about exactly how much has been raised.
That's perfect. Thanks so much, Rachel. It's really been a fun night, and I think everyone had a good time between all the entertainment you guys put on. So,
thanks
well
so
done. Yeah. All right. See you guys later.